Joining us now on the line is a very good friend of the program. He's joined us a couple times in the past. PGA Tour pro and South Florida resident Mark Calcavecchia, who will be teeing it up in the Honda this week at PGA National Resort and Spa. Mark, good morning to you. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. My pleasure.
I want to ask you about the Honda Classic. I know that you're in the field for this upcoming week at PGA National, but first things first, I do want to ask you about your season so far. Your 28th year on the PGA Tour. How is it going so far?
I've only played four tournaments, and I've had two missed cuts and two top tens. So it's been a little up and down, but the good news is I played well in my last two tournaments. So that's good news heading into the Honda.
Absolutely. A fourth place finish at Pebble Beach 2 weeks ago, and then last week a sixth place finish at Riviera in the Northern Trust. And I had a chance to watch you in both those tournaments. Last week at Riv, Mark, you were really on target. You were tied for first for the week in greens and regulations. That had to feel good.
It did feel good. Actually, I got into some bad habits last year, playing most of the year injured, and had my knee fixed in October, and it's taken a little while. I've been putting in some work with Peter Costas out in Scottsdale, and as far as my swing goes, it's taken a little bit, but I've hit it great the last couple tournaments, so that's a good sign.
I've noticed. I took a look at some of your stats so far this year. Total driving for you, eighth overall on tour, and that combines distance and accuracy. So it sounds like the driver's working for you as well.
I drove it great, really most all year. The first tournament of the year at the Hope, I only missed five fairways in 4 days, but didn't putt well. So now, I did make some putts the last few weeks, and so the swing's feeling good, which is, good news coming into my next couple tournaments, because PGA National and Innisbrook, a couple weeks after that, are two of our best courses we play all year on tour, tee to green. So you got to have your swinging gear for sure.
Russ Evans with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by PGA Tour pro Mark Calcavecchia. He's a Jupiter resident, University of Florida alum, 13 career PGA Tour wins, including the 1987 and 1998 Honda Classics, as well as the 1989 British Open. And obviously next on the docket, starting tomorrow, Mark, with practice rounds Monday and Tuesday at PGA National. Last year, you were in the mix pretty much all week long until that double bogey at 15. I think you got a raw deal. I don't think that shot was that bad, and just kept on rolling all the way into the water, but I would imagine a little bad taste in your mouth after finishing fourth last year.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed out afterwards. At my age, you don't get a whole lot of chances to win, and I thought that was a really good chance for me. And it was just one of those things that just kept rolling, and the bunker shot went in the water, and that was the end of that.
What do you think about the PGA National Champion course? A lot of people are raving about it. Johnny Miller last year said that the very next day, that Monday after the final round Sunday last year, it could have hosted a major without any changes to it.
It's all you can handle. There's not a bad hole in the course. The finish is super tough, the last four holes. So it's just really, it is one of our best courses we play all year.
Absolutely. The Bear Trap, 15, 16, and 17, it usually catches every pro at some point along the way. And then 18, as you mentioned, that last four holes, 18 is the last hole, a long par 5. It's really long. I mean, I think from the tees you guys play all the way back, it's like 630 or something like that. Does anyone come to that tee thinking they could reach in two, or is it really a three-shot hole for every single player in the field?
There might be a few guys like J.B. Holmes or Bubba Watson that might think about taking a lash at it in two, but it'd have to be downwind, and it usually isn't. It usually plays back into the wind, so it is a true three-shotter, and it's just every shot's tough. Right from the drive, the layup's kind of blind. You can't really see it, and then the green's small, so it is a hard par 5.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you, joined on the line by Jupiter resident and PGA Tour pro Mark Calcavecchia. 13 career wins on the PGA Tour, including two Honda Classic titles back in 1987 and 1998. 87 was Eagle Trace, right? And then 98 Heron Bay. Is that right, Mark?
That's right, yep.
So you made the rotation in Coral Springs, winning at Eagle Trace. And I grew up in Coral Springs, by the way. I remember watching you guys back in the late 80s at Eagle Trace. And what do you think about where this tournament has come from where it began at Inverary way back when in Fort Lauderdale, and then kind of taking stops along the way, Heron Bay, Eagle Trace, Mirasol, and until now, finally, hopefully finding a home permanently here at PGA National?
Well, I hope it stays here. I hope to play in the Honda Classic for even after I'm 50 for quite a few years, being a home tournament and all. But, Yeah, I remember early days in Inverary. So it's we've been a lot of different places, but I think finally, as far as the players are concerned, you know, I think we've got a great spot here at PGA National, and you know, I'd like to see it stay here and just kind of get a reputation of being one of the best courses we play, and you know, I think it'd be great for the tournament.
Mark, you mentioned your age, and you will turn 50 next year, June 12th of next year, 2010. You'll be 50. What are you going to, as far as playing, are you going to play both tours? Are you going to play some on the Champions Tour, but still play a few tournaments here and there on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, I'm still going to play a few on the tour. Like I said, I'd like to play the Honda for quite a few years to come down the road in Phoenix, of course, the British Open. But I think once I do turn 50, I'm gonna test my skills out there against the older guys and you know, see if I can rack up a few wins out there and have some fun. But the good news is I've got a couple of years of exemptions that I can use basically at any time for from the career money list. So I always have the option of still playing quite a few tournaments on the tour as well.
We're speaking with a PGA Tour pro, Mark Calcavecchia, Jupiter resident, 13 career victories on the PGA Tour, including that major 1989 British Open. Russ Evans with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Mark, Tiger Woods is back this week in match play. He made his return after 8 months away from the game. Obviously, the last time we saw him before this week out there at that new Ritz-Carlton course in Arizona was last June at the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. What are your thoughts about Tiger finally being back after being away for so long?
It's good to see him back. You know, we missed him. You know, I'm a fan just like everybody else is, and you know, he's fun to watch, and he's certainly great for our tour. So I thought he might come back this week, but you know, if it wasn't this week, I'm pretty sure he'd have played at Doral or at least Bay Hill. So
right,
we knew he was coming back soon.
Yeah, Tiger did say in his press conference last week, leading up to him playing this weekend at Match Play, that the two tournaments that were the possibilities for him to return at were either Match Play or Doral. So one would think that he would definitely be at Doral in 2 weeks as well for the CA Championship. He's going to be a Palm Beach resident pretty soon here at Jupiter Island. Mark, what do you think about that?
Yeah, he sure is. It'll be fun. Fun have him as a neighbor. Hopefully, you know, some of his greatness will rub off on me, and you know, he can whip me into shape a little bit.
There are so many great players down here. I mean, it's phenomenal. And Camilo Vajegas just moved down here, a fellow Florida Gator, and I think he's in your development, if I'm not mistaken. But what is it like having all this talent in such a small area down here? I mean, it must be fun playing practice rounds on off weeks.
Yeah, it is fun. I play out at the Dive Preserve, and there's a handful of guys that are always out there. So it's I've got a whole bunch of guys right up the street that are on tour that we can all hang out. So it's great.
I've heard that you built a bowling alley in your new house here in Jupiter. Is that true? And if so, do you have a lot of those guys over for bowling parties from time to time?
That is true. We're not quite ready to move in yet, but. Everybody has said they're interested in coming over, and I said, well, make sure you bring your own ball and your own shoes.
Joined on the line by PGA Tour pro Mark Calcavecchia, South Florida resident here in Jupiter, University of Florida alum, and 13 career PGA Tour wins. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And as a fellow University of Florida alum, Mark, we've got to finish with the Gators, and it's great to be a Florida Gator, especially these last few years. Just a couple of months ago, actually, what, less than 2 months ago, second football national championship in 3 years for the Gators. This is really fun, isn't it?
It is fun. It's definitely a great time to be a Gator the last two or three years. We've had a lot of good wins, and you know, football, basketball, and golf, the whole thing. So the Gators are doing great.
I had Dudley Hart on the show a couple months ago. It was right before, I think it was right around the new year, and he mentioned that he and Chris DeMarco were going to the national championship game. Were you there as well?
I wasn't. We actually ended up going to Hawaii a little early and watched the game on TV there. But yeah, it was awesome.
And how great is it that Tim Tebow is coming back for his senior year?
I'm glad to hear it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's you know, he's kind of like Tiger in a way. He's just a lot of fun to watch, and you know, what he brings to the team is awesome.
Yep, it's going to be a fun season, 2009 Florida Gators, but it's also going to be a fun fun season on the PGA Tour. We're looking forward to seeing you play this coming week at PGA National. Mark, good luck to you. He is a 13-time winner on the PGA Tour, including the Honda Classic twice, 1987 and 1998. Also won the 1989 British Open. He is Mark Calcavecchia. Mark, as always, thank you so much for the time.
Okay, thanks, Ross.
There he is, good friend of the program, Mark Calcavecchia. And Pat, he's kind of one of those guys that never did anything spectacularly, but everything about his game was solid. Like, he's not the greatest putter in the world. In fact, he's been well documented how he has a lot of heartaches with putters, and he's thrown a lot of putters away. And in fact, I think in one tournament, he dragged his putter behind his car for miles back home just to punish it for not working for him. He was never the greatest iron player, but he's a solid iron player, solid driver. He's just a great all-around player, and it's turned into, after 20 years on tour, 13 career wins, and one of them being that major, the British Open.
Yeah, that's right. I just said, a definition of what I would call a gamer, just a guy that, like you said, does some things very well, nothing exceedingly well, but figures out ways to get the ball in the hole, and that's all key. He doesn't have a love-hate relationship with his putter. He has a hate relationship with it. So, but don't we all? We all do. But the thing is, he's able to overcome that. He's able to go through various grips and buys a putter a week and is able to adjust to that and figure out, again, a way to get it in the hole. So I got to give – Calc just does it a different way. Like, he had a guy like Tom Watson who stuck with – certain club, certain grip, the whole way. And it worked for him to some extent, where maybe changing might have helped him. But Watson had that, I'm doing it this way, and this is the way it's going to be done. Calc isn't like that. Calc's like, hey, if you give me a kid's putter and it works, I'll use it. I don't care how it is to be, have a 3-foot putter. That's what he's going to do. He's going to do what it takes to win for him, and I appreciate that, and it just shows that he's got creativity and stuff like that a lot of these guys are bullheads and they won't do it.
He's had a pretty good year so far. He's only made 2 cuts out of 4 events, so he's only 50% making cuts, but in those 2 events, top 10 finishes, a 4th place at Pebble, and then 2 weeks ago, a 6th place finish at Northern Trust Open. So he's made $470,000 in just two cuts made, because he's made a lot of money in both, and that puts him 22nd on the money list so far this year. So he's 22nd on the money list, $470,000, making 2 out of 4 cuts. But like I said, playing very well in those 2 specific weeks at 2 really tough golf courses, Pebble Beach and Riviera.
Here's the thing about Calc. He's one of those guys that it's not like consistent, like he plays some tournament very well, and like he's always winning at Pebble, or like Mark O'Meara used to do. Calc, it just doesn't surprise you, like when he is competitive, like he'll just pop up like at Riviera or somewhere, and all of a sudden you're like, he's in this tournament. Other times, he doesn't make the cut by a mile, but it's weird with him. He's one of those few guys that every once in a while, and it can be any random tournament, he's playing good in it and he can win it. So he's one of those guys, like I said, that figures out a way to win 1 or 2 times a year on the PGA Tour, even at age 49.
And one of the places he's been competitive is at the Honda Classic, and despite what venue it's been at, he won when it was at Eagle Trace, he won when it was at Heron Bay, he's been competitive when it was at Mirasol, and now at PGA National last year, he was tied for the lead with Ernie Els coming to the Bear Trap, and unfortunately for him, ends up hitting a pretty good sand shot. Not great sand shot, though, and it just kept on rolling, dropped into the water. I mean, that shot was a foot or two away from being stone dead, 3 feet for par, and instead he double bogeys that hole, ends up tying for 4th last year, and I would expect him to be in the hunt again this week in the 2009 Honda Classic. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.